Christian, greetings to each one this morning. I've had different ones since we were out west. Said, tell this one I said hi, and tell this one I said hi. I think I've about forgot all the ones that they, so I'm going to tell you all hi for all the ones out there. So now I'll catch it from everybody. I thank the Lord that He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And whether you're in the land of sagebrush or tall pines or sandy beaches, whether you see the cornfields covered with sand cranes or see the bald eagles gliding around over the rivers close to their nest, the Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'd like to look, if you want to follow along with us, over in Psalms, the 91st Psalm. Psalms 91. I especially appreciated, I think someone called out the song, Beneath His Wings. And that's what this chapter is all about. Whether we're close to home or we put a little over 5,500 and some miles on driving. And I could just keep saying that for a while. But day after day, but the safe place is under the wings of the Lord, in the place, the secret place of the Most High. And that song that we sang earlier, Beneath His Wings, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, shall abide in the shadow of His wings. There's so many wonderful things in that song. Let's start reading there with verse 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He will deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for He shall give His angels charge over thee. To keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, and the young lion and dragon shalt thou trample under feet, because He hath set His love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Let's just bow our heads for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, as we come to Thee this morning, we thank Thee for the precious blood of Jesus that was shed for each one of us. We thank Thee for the victory that Thou didst get on the cross over Satan and all of his tribe. We thank Thee, dear Lord, for Thy hallowed presence that Thou dost share with each one of us as we come under the shadows of Thy wings and into the secret place. We thank Thee, dear Lord, that Thou art faithful, that Thou art true, and Thou art concerned about each one of us. We pray that Thou wilt lift up a standard against the enemy as he would like to try to come in like a flood, that Thou wilt give each one of us victory through the blood of the Lamb. And Father, that Thou wilt set the great walls of salvation around us, Lord, and help us that we might keep the gates of praise in their place, that we might lift up the name of Jesus above all names. We thank Thee, Lord, for Thy mercy this morning, and we pray that Thou wilt have Thy way now in this service. We shall give Thee all the praise in Jesus' precious name. Amen. That's probably been one verse that has been a favorite verse to a lot of us, that very first verse, and especially to a number of you that are going through places of heaviness and losing a loved one. I'm so thankful that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I thought that goes so well along with verse 9 that says, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. Then he says, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Maybe we could ask the question, the secret place of the Most High is a place where that probably all of us would desire to be, the secret place of the Most High, and under the wings of the Almighty. And we might ask that question, how do you get there? How do you find your place under the wings of the Almighty and in the shadow of God and His presence? I had to think about how life is that as little children, we look up to our fathers and our mothers, and hopefully as we grow up, we grow to respect them and love them even more. And as a little boy, I happened to see a couple little fellas yesterday. They get a little bigger. I won't be able to talk so much because they'll catch on to what I'm saying. But I saw them with their fathers yesterday. And one of them was going with his father, looked like to get a hamburger. And another one going with his father to help him run some machinery and do some things like that he was very interested in, I'm sure. And, you know, as long as we're with a loving father, it seems like if we can be in his shadow, then everything's okay. We don't have to worry much because daddy's there. My daddy's the biggest and the strongest and most intelligent. What he says is right, No doubting that at all. You know, as a little child, that's sort of the way we feel. There's no one that's better than what my daddy is, or my mother. For the little girl that watches her mother industriously make little dresses and the things that need to be done and bake some of the best tasting food, just to be in their shadow is a wonderful place to be. But even more so, to think if we can simply be so close to the Lord that we're in the shadow of the Almighty, where could we ever desire to be in any better place? The world has no place that can even begin to come close to being in that place of the shadow, under the shadow of the Almighty, and in the secret place of the Most High. And that means that if we're there, we're in His presence. And in this life, it's a victory. And as we cross over into the other life, if we've lived in the presence, of God, we can truly say, like the second verse says, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. We may go through dark places and shadowy places, and in this scripture says, surely He will deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. And if we live in the hallowed presence of God, the enemy is going to strike out at each one of us with all of his fury and all of his might, whether it's the noisome pestilence or the snare of the fowler, or as a roaring lion, or come in like seeking to be like an angel of light to try to deceive with his cunning. He's going to try to scare us out of that place, to get us out of that place of safety. You can look when you get on the mountaintop and God has given you victory and God has undertaken for you, helped you, and miraculous things has taken place. For instance, like it was mentioned in the scripture in the Sunday school lesson about God, Jesus feeding the 4,000 and the 5,000, that great mountaintop experience, when those thousands were fed, when we come up here in a need is here before us, why couldn't we look back and see what He did back there and just go from there? But sometimes we come from this mountaintop and we may be attacked in many different ways by the enemy to try to bring us down, to defeat us and destroy us spiritually. But we need to keep looking ahead, going ahead, walking close to the Lord. God leads us from faith to faith and from victory to victory. And we don't need to get stuck down in some dark, dismal valley. But if we get down there, we can see that there in the valley is the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. And even there, God's presence will go with us. And when we get up on the next mountaintop, we may be like, who was it, Peter, that said that let's just build three tabernacles and stay up here. This is a wonderful place. We don't ever want to go down in the valley again. But there's work to be done. There's a fight to be fought. And we can be victorious through Jesus. He will give us victory. If we walk in the light as He is in the light, the blood of Jesus will cleanse from all sin. And we'll have fellowship one with another. I had to really appreciate some of the different ones that from out west that we had met. One elderly brother, we met him down in Belize, in Belize City. There's a store there, it's called Brody's. A number of you have been down, you know what I'm talking about. And I was sort of at the end of myself one day. We were there and standing out, getting ready to go in. And here were some beggars out there. Now, I didn't know how to handle these people. I don't know. But I think that they were sort of a group and they were working, because we saw them later get together with this big businessman, like in a big suit over there, and he sort of lined them out, and then they went to their different places, it looked like. And this one woman came, and she had sort of a burlap kind of thing pulled around her and looked real pitiful, and she came up to me, and you know, it's a little hard to ignore them. She just got right up around in front of my face, and I'd sort of go this way or that way, and she was just right there and had her hand out and said, you know, about her children and how they were so needy and didn't have food. And she started telling me, I can't remember all that she said, but I had never faced this before. How do you handle somebody that does this? And, you know, if there's somebody that really has a need, you want to, if you got anything, you just give it out and help them out in any way you want to, any way you can. But what if they're just trying to take from this person and take from that person and not willing to work? That's a different story. But there in front of that store in Belize City, I met an old brother from out in out there in Oregon. And first time I'd ever met him. And I don't know if that's one way that I settled the beggar problem. Anyway, in conversation with him, we got to talking and discussing things. Anyway, the last time we were back there, this last time here in Oregon, I met him there in the back of the church, and he was feeble, and I think he had a walker. He came walking in, but he's sort of standing back there, and I was talking to someone up a little further, and after I got done, then I walked down to where he was. He's waiting back there. And we shook hands, and it's a wonderful thing to be able to greet one another in the name of the Lord. That God is able to keep us through the fiery furnace and through the ferocious attacks and assaults of the enemy, clear down to old age until we get ready to pass over. So take courage. If you're going through the battle, you're going through the rough times, God is able to give you victory, and he's able to keep you steady and make you a good example when other people come back and see that he's kept the faith, he's fought a good fight, and he's just about finished the course. And I was talking to this brother at the back of the church, and he said, you remember where we first met down in Belize? He said, I can't remember whether it was the airport, or he was trying to remember. And you know, when we get older, our memory sort of doesn't do quite right. I said, no, I remember where it was. We were standing right in front of the Brody store, and those beggars were out there begging for things. And that's the first time I remember meeting him. And okay, I think he remembered then. And he was relating some things in the past. But aren't you thankful that because that we have made the Lord, which is our refuge, the Most High, he is our habitation. We can just simply abide there in the presence of the Lord. And you and I, as fathers, as mothers, as grandmothers, as grandfathers, as big brothers and big sisters, somebody's following you. Some precious soul is following you. And where are you going to lead them? Are you going to lead them to places that are safe? What are you going to teach them by the example of your life? Is it going to be a godly example, or is it going to be one that's sort of flirting with the world? May the Lord help us to realize That as we walk carefully before the Lord and in the very shadow of the Almighty, there's little ones that are walking in our shadow. And may it be like what Paul said, as I follow Christ, that then it's safe to follow me. May God help us each one that we might walk humbly before the Lord and be a good example and allow the Lord to use us to gather these little ones into his fold. Let's kneel in prayer.